Recording in progress.
Good evening, everybody. You're very welcome along to our post-game chat with York United FC head coach Jimmy Brennan. Jim, thanks as always for joining us. We appreciate the time. Guys, you all know the rules at this stage. The raise hand icon is there. Please use it. We'll come to your questions in due course in the correct order. And also, let's just keep it to one follow-up if we can and keep things moving as quickly as possible. So I think it was Michael who was in there first of all. So let's go to you first, sir.
Hi there, Jim.
Right.
Obviously, a very good way to end this part of the season. When you look back at these eight games, what are the positives that you're taking back now to Ontario with you, and what do you feel the team really needs to work on right now?
I think you're always improving, aren't you? Every training session, you're trying to get better and better and better. I think one thing that we take away from this is that we've got a bunch of guys that are committed, that are willing to learn. They'll leave everything out on the pitch. You know, we asked guys playing out of positions that just didn't hesitate and filled in for others, filled in roles for others. And I think if you look at it as well, these young guys that we have, they can play. They can play at this level. A lot of times you give young boys an opportunity and they don't take them. They don't embrace them. Whereas I think these young guys have embraced their opportunity. And we said it from day one, we'll never stop you from expressing yourself out on that pitch. And they've grabbed this opportunity with two hands. It was very difficult, coming into this, especially having a lot of players that we haven't really seen. And that's going to take some more time. It's going to take more time for players to settle in, for the foreigners to settle in as well. It's been a difficult, time for them. But I just think the energy that we have, and the pace and power that we have when we go forward at times is it's incredible. So, you know, if I look at it, there's been an awful lot of positives through this whole experience over the last number of weeks that we need to build on. And we'll get back on the training pitch and definitely improve. And there's a lot of negatives as well that we need to fix. We have to fix. And that will come eventually when we get back into a routine and we can get back on the training pitch and start working on it.
Obviously, it's very early in the season to start talking about playoffs and the like, but that win does move you up to fifth place. It's 3 points back off the top four. When you look at the top three, they're all Western teams. They're all going to be the teams that's playing each other for like 80% of the season. So it must give you a lot of hope. There's still a lot of points that's going to get dropped, and there's still a lot of this season to play out.
Yeah, of course. I mean, look, in the back of your mind, you're always watching the team. Every day you're having a little look at it, just see where you are, and you start putting the numbers together. If this team loses, we can jump them, and we can climb up the table a little bit, but look, at the end of the day, we've got to be realistic and we've got to take each game as it comes. And we've got to focus on our next one and forge and get our 3 points. Playoffs is a long way away. And right now it's to continue the momentum that we've gained in this match and bring that to the next game and just keep improving and picking up points as we go along. Because these games here, look, it wasn't pretty. It was ugly at times for us. Absolutely ugly. But you need to grind games out. Not all games are going to be, will go your way and you're going to control all the game. It doesn't work like that. But I was delighted with our commitment today to grind the game out and come away with a clean sheet and 3 points. And those 3 points go a long way for you. So we're happy with it. And then, yeah, we'll see over the next number of games where we are, but we're not looking too far ahead right now into playoffs.
Thanks so much, Jim, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate that. Brandon and Robin, I see you both, but let's just go to Brady, who nipped in.
Thanks, Owen. Hey, Jimmy, you mentioned, you know, finding a way to get things done the ugly way, but there was nothing ugly about that goal from Isaiah. Just talk me through, you know, the emotions of that. It looked like a pretty special moment for him and for you as well, just with the catch there on the sideline.
Yeah, no, it was funny because he actually told me before the game, he goes, Gaffrey, he goes, I'm getting you a goal today. So I was like, all right, go get me one. And sure enough, he did it. So I think I was more surprised. He was full of confidence. He knew he was going to get one today. But look, I thought the build-up was good. You know, we tell the young guys too in the middle of the park, as soon as you get it, drive forward, get us out of danger. And you can see in that play, you know, he went in, won the ball. We lost again, got the ball out wide, and he continued his run. He got into the box, and it was a great finish. Great finish. Good delivery by Max. You know, Maxi, that was his job tonight, was get down that line, get balls in the box, be a nuisance, and provide lots of energy out wide. Same with Abzi. That was their jobs. And they did it tonight. So, yeah, it was a great finish, and I'm happy for the young man getting his first pro goal tonight.
Yeah, terrific first goal for sure. Obviously, getting Dom back tonight was huge defensively, but it also gave you the opportunity to, like you said, push Max and push Isaiah and some of these guys further up the field. Did you feel like you had a bit of a better balance in your team tonight?
Yeah, we definitely did. We for sure 100% had a better balance tonight. Put Nanza back and right back where he's comfortable. We pushed Maxi up. We had Dom, who's a natural center back and leader at the back there that controlled it and dominated the game for us. And no, I thought it was great. And we did. We had good balance tonight. We were offensively organized, and you know, they didn't break us down, which was good. Obviously, look, they had a few chances, and Nady came up with some great saves. But that's what you expect. And that's a keeper's job, is to save the ball out of the back of the net. And he done a hell of a job tonight, by the way, making some great saves.
Thanks, Jimmy. Have a safe flight home now.
Thank you. Frozen?
It looks like Owen's frozen, so I'll jump in. We'll go to Brandon next. Go ahead, Brandon.
Thanks, Mickey. I thought Owen froze there for a second. afternoon, Jimmy. Congratulations on the win tonight. Just your opinions on everything tonight, from Max's performance to starting another 11 Canadians by my count. That's the fifth time you've done it this season.
Yeah. Like, where do you start? I mean, that's a question that you could be here for the next hour and a half. But look, I think, you know, I was happy with the players. Like I said before, not every game is going to be pretty. It's going to be some games are going to be an absolute grind. Some teams are going to have more possession than you. Some teams are going to have more shots. But what you do with the ball when you get your opportunity. And look, Maxim's gone down the line. Isaiah's gone into the box. Great cross, great finish. And then we defended. We defended well at times. We were organized, disciplined. We made it difficult for them. Then the last 30 minutes or so, you know, you're going to be under the cosh. They end up putting more or less seven strikers coming at you. And that's where you got to be brave, and you got to be disciplined. And I thought we were tonight, dug in, rolled up the sleeves, and thought we're not getting out of this. We're not leaving this place unless we got 3 points. I think it was overall, it was a good performance, and it's a match where you want to see your players be able to do the, because sometimes teams can't handle it. You know, they get a little bit of pressure, and all of a sudden now they're not dealing with two strikers. They got four across the top, and then they got two underneath them. And it's just wave after wave. And we were able to handle that. And, you know, I was very proud of the boys, but they deserved it, and they hung on well with the 3 points, which was great to see.
And I also just wanted to ask specifically with regards to the relationship that you have with some of the younger guys on the team. I know with the hug there when Isaiah scored, we all sort of saw it on TV, but even with guys like Tariq, who I think put in a solid game today as well.
Yeah, look, with the young guys, you know, I love them. You know, it's almost like they're your kids. You know, every day they come out, they want to learn, they want to grow as players. You can see them maturing. We've said, look, yeah, they're young boys, but when they step on that field, you gotta play like a man. And they do. They don't back down. They've got that grit. They got that swagger about them, which I love. And look, my job with Saul and Camilo is to teach them as much as we can, take as much knowledge that we've gained over the years, pass it on to these guys, and try to help improve their game, and make them better. because these guys got bright futures in this game. These are the guys that we want them playing at the highest level, playing in our national team and playing in World Cups. The world's their oyster for these guys. And if we can help them out as much as we can, then we've done our job. But for me, like I've always said, it's about these young guys going out there and expressing themselves as young footballers. And they've been doing that. We couldn't be any more prouder as a staff.
Thanks for all that, Jimmy. And thanks for always doing this. And safe travels on your way back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brandon. Hopefully my internet is a little bit improved. I think the league is paying for my Wi-Fi bill, so.
Just as he said, he froze.
We'll go to Robin.
Yeah, thanks. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay,
go ahead.
Great. Okay. Well, I was just wondering that this is the first time that you've had one entire week's rest between games in this whole bubble. And look, you've won. Now, coming home, what difference does it make to have an entire 1 year, 1 week's rest between games?
It makes a big difference, Robin, especially when you're at home and you're in bed with your friends, with your family. And those times you kind of get away from the game. And then obviously the next day you come into training, you can put your training session together properly. You can manage the players better. And it just gives you a good build up going into that match. And, you know, we're looking forward to that. Whereas here, you know, for 6 weeks, these players have been with their roommates. They probably hate each other now. They want some time away from each other. And you're just playing games every 3 days, so you don't really get onto the pitch. And you can't work on the tactical side as much as you can. You can't have a proper build-up. And in a way, there is a science behind it, and that's why, you know, as you get into a season, you know, you have to periodize everything that you do. But for this, it's been a challenge trying to organize, put things together to make sure that every 3 days these players are performing. So, you know, just the big thing for us would be just getting home, sleeping in your own beds, being back into your own environment, and then get back into a regular routine.
All right, thanks. Oh, it's my, I don't know if you can see my picture is the cat. It's the first anniversary of me having the cat. So just another good thing happened today.
That's amazing.
Yeah, good idea. Thanks.
Thank you, Robin. Congrats on that. Nice little achievement. Hopefully you can all hear me. My Wi-Fi is a little bit dodgy. Any more questions? Final call for questions for Jim, and then we'll be free to let him go. Mr. Brennan, you are free to go, sir. Thank you always for your time. We're going to have Isaiah Johnston, our game winner, in just a few minutes, so please stay with us. There's the guy. Look at this guy, this rock star that we are so proud to call our midfielder and star man. Well done today. Guys, as per the same rules, raise hand icon is there for Isaiah Johnston.
I'll take over Owen. Owen seems to be having technical difficulties today, so we're going to go to Brady first for your question. Go ahead, Brady.
Thanks, Mickey. Hey, Isaiah, congrats on the win, and of course, congrats on your first CPL goal. I know Jimmy mentioned before the game, you mentioned it, you probably had one in your locker today, so just how did it feel to get that one?
The feeling was surreal. It was an amazing feeling to get my first pro goal and to celebrate it with my team and also get the 3 points on top of it.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, just through injuries and that sort of thing, you've been asked to play a few different positions, but you got to go a little bit further up the pitch tonight. Do you feel more comfortable up there? You have a bit more fun in that advanced role?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like I'm at my best when I'm going forward and defending as well, so I have a box-to-box, and Gaff always tells us to gamble. Always gamble, get into the box, and that's what I did, so it felt good playing today.
Great goal tonight, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
Robin, over to you.
All right, thanks. Congratulations on that first goal. Right after you scored, you ran over to hug Jimmy. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, just before the game, we as a squad just talked about how important it was to get 3 points. And right as we were walking out, I told Jimmy, I have one for him today, I have a goal for him. So I just felt it was right to go celebrate with the guy, as I told him it was for him.
Like Babe Ruth in the home run there. I'll hit one for you, kid. I didn't know you were. I didn't know I was dying. That old joke. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Talked a little bit about that celebration with Chris, Noah, and Lowell. Where did, it looked like you were spending about a week practicing, by the looks of it.
There's a video that goes around of Neymar doing it, and we watch a lot of Neymar videos and talk about him a lot. So. We talked about it, and I said, when I score my first goal, I need you guys to come celebrate with me, and we're going to do that. And Chris now grabbed me and said, okay, come on, we've been talking about it, let's go do it. So we just gave a little dance.
It's good. Chris now's not a bad hype guy to have behind you in those moments, right? Just before we wrap up, I think we're okay. Looking at you as a player from the Island Games last year to where you are now, growing into this integral part of this side, how do you feel you've grown over the last 10, 12 months?
I feel like I've grown as a player a lot. During off season, lots of hard work and just grinding, and then being behind in lockdown, following the programs that the coaches gave me, and coming in right away fit, being prepared to learn, and just taking in everything the coaches have to offer and have to give me to just progress my game. After season last year, we talked, and I just felt like I came in ready and hungry this season. So
that's great. We're very proud of you. You've been incredible out there, so well done. A final call for questions for our game winner, Isaiah Johnson, before we can leave him go and enjoy himself this evening. Great. Izzy, you are done, my friend. Thank you very much, and safe travels back here. We can't wait to have you very, very soon. Thanks to everyone for sticking around as well, and we're going to hand over to FC Edmonton from here on. Thank you very much.